So, those two pieces that were purchased from the Museum of London that were both watercolours that you did in Philibrook Road, and they're part of that collection. I think that people can actually phone up and book and view that collection.
I think so, yeah.
But how did they, because you were in one exhibition there, and how did they?
Well, it was all a bit ramshackle after they bought the pieces. I know the woman who was the purchaser then became an independent art dealer, and me and Julian would get letters asking us to become part of her, schemes, and we never, I don't know what happened to it. And I knew that the work was in collection and in store. And there was one time when a student of mine at Waltham Forest College said, "Oh, I was in the Museum of London and I saw an artwork by someone with the same name as you." And I said, "No, no, it is me." So I think they did use it every now and again, but I didn't really know much about it, and I was not making art at that time anyway, so it wasn't really that important to me. And then recently, with the development of their website and their visual history of London over the past 100 years, they contacted me. I think there's a lot of artists wanting to use images, of artworks that they have, and it was the one from the Wapping dispute that they wanted to use, bigger, event than the other watercolour, which depicted, the Philibrook Road protests. So, I gave consent along with everyone else, and then there was a private view in their new place in Docklands that I went along to one rainy autumn night, and actually saw Julian Parry there. They'd asked the same for him as well, so he was there. But I think he's done a lot more work, and he's now a professional artist, I think. He was telling me all about how he's been to Highgrove and met Prince Charles, and how he's got work in collections. I think his work is eminently sellable, and I don't know whether he's got a West End gallery, but I think it's the case now. And how he had an exhibition recently at Guildhall Art Gallery of images of Epping Forest College.
And are you still in touch with any of the artists from around that time?
Time. Well, John Bissett is, as I said, one of my closest friends, so of course still in touch with him. But he's not an artist anymore, a musician. Yoshimi, who I exhibited with at this recent exhibition at the 491 Gallery, she's a textile worker but also does fine artwork. I'm in touch with her, of course, and Noel, her partner, I play in the band with him. He used to be a photographer but has stopped making art for a long time now. He's now works at Hertfordshire University or something like that. And I can't think. I'm still in touch every 6 months with my ex, Kath, and she's still making art, but she's now in Bristol. And moved out of London after, living in various other parts, South London especially, for a number of years. I think that's pretty much about it for Ian Bourne. It was nice, the venue and the gig and the exhibition, because I met a lot of people for the first time.
Was Ian there?
Ian Bourne was there, yeah.
Okay.
Mark Sowden was there. I see him kind of every year because Sharon, his partner, she works at Waltham Forest College, and I often go to the private views for the foundation. So you do tend to bump into people every now and again from that area. Actually, surprisingly few. Every now and again, Julian and Mark, but that's really about it, I think. Sheila, of course, yeah.
Yeah. And then Waltham Forest College, I mean, when you was living in Leighton, did you have any connection with them? Because that's an institution which does come up in connection with some of the Acme artists. Did you do any workshops or anything there?
No, as I say, workshops, I didn't do any. I got a job at Waltham Forest teaching on the art history course because one of the life models that worked for me when I worked at Epping Forest College, also worked at Waltham Forest College, and she heard that, you know, they were looking for an art history tutor. So she put me in touch with someone called Peter Robinson, who also used to live in, I think it was Grove Green Road, or may have been Colville Road, or somewhere. Anyway, he used to live on the Link Road, and he was at that time head of foundation course and ran it with another guy called Gary Anderson, who also lived in Fillybrook Road. So there were connections there for sure, but they'd moved out a while ago and he'd settled down and moved up to Northampton. And Gary Anderson, I think, still lives next to the Bonner Road Gallery in Bonner Road.
And the changing room gallery was also going around that time, wasn't it? Was there any connection between the Acme artists in Leighton and Leightonstone and changing room?
Yeah, that was North East London Independent Arts, Nellie, wasn't it, that ran the changing room gallery?
The one by William Morris Gallery.
Yeah, that's right. I think they were seen as another organisation. Yeah, I don't think there were many artists who were in both organisations. I know the Leighton Artist Group had an exhibition at the Changing Room Gallery, so there was dialogue between the organisations. And Nellie, I think, is still going now. I know it lasted longer than Leighton Artist Group, and when I was working at Waltham Forest College, I would hear stories about Nellie from various people, whether it be students or other tutors who were involved in it. I don't know whether the Changing Room is still going.
And I want to just go back to our East Gallery, because what do you remember about the shows there? Because I've seen a slide of it and it looks pretty dynamic from the outside. I mean, what did you think about that gallery and that place? And
not a lot, really. It was very early on, the first few months that I was there, and then I think it closed. So I think I just went there once or twice. So that was not my impression. It was, I think I was bowled over by the newness of the whole place, so it's not something that I could really engage with at that time for various reasons. So
I think it was the first art gallery in Leightonstone.
Yeah, you're probably right, yeah. Because, I mean, Leighton Artist Group never had an art gallery in Leightonstone. Yeah, so that was particular in that respect, for sure. I mean, when Sheila was living with me, the whole city racing thing was very big, and it's obviously since been recognised. But, again, that was something that, you know, I was at dinner tables where it was talked about and stuff, but it was, you know, busy with other things at the time, so I never went to... I went to one or two private views, but, you know, never really got involved in that scene either. Mm. So just slept to South London anyway. I was probably very lazy at that time.
Yeah. So I think we've come to the natural end.